16. He felt as if his inflated ego had burst suddenly, said Kiichi Sumikawa, sculptor and former president of Tokyo University of the Arts. In an article carried in the Yomiuri Shimbun some time ago, Sumikawa recalled when he himself enrolled in the university. Congratulations, the university's president at the time said in his speech at the enrollment ceremony. You, 170 newly enrolled students, are gemstones that need to be polished. But it will be sufficient if one or two of you become artists like radiant jewels. The remaining 168 of you must help the jewels be polished. Pop! Sumikawa's big ego burst. Of course, a background role can give you happiness and is a kind of challenge. But it is human nature that you will like to shine yourself rather than help polish others. I can imagine how deep his shock was. The season for enrollment ceremonies continues as the so-called cherry blossom front moves northward. Being proud of yourself without foundation is a privilege allowed only when you are young, even if it ends up as a misconception. You will have numerous chances later to correct such a misconception with bittersweet feelings. Whatever field you set your sights on, it is still too early to pop your inflated egos. Try to be jewels. Here is a poem written by Suharu Andryu, who died 9 years ago at the age of 83. My way of life might be wrong, but I will go ahead. I will charge ahead, as it is. This piece was written when the poet was 68. Young people should not be outdone by her in spirit.